This production of Finding Fairways is produced by Barney Stone Broadcasting and was pre-recorded. Good morning, golf fans, and welcome to Finding Fairways. Jerry Coyne in studio, and joining me this week is Don Helinski from Forest Dunes Golf Course. Don has invited Doug Bell, the general manager of the brand new American Dunes Golf Course that was designed by Jack Nicklaus. Also joining us is Hannah Davis, recipient speaker from the Folds of Honor. She has a very heartwarming story about the Folds of Honor scholarship program. We'll also touch on the upcoming PGA Tour and all the new great things happening at Forest Dunes Golf Club here in Roscommon. So stay tuned on Finding Fairways, brought to us by carlsgolfland.com. Good morning. Welcome to Finding Fairways, presented by carlsgolfland.com. Jerry Coyne in studio with my co-host this week, Don Helinski, director of golf at fantastic Forest Dunes. Don, a big show that we've got planned today. Who are we talking to?
Well, we are going to touch on coming off of Memorial Day here. Thought it would be a good time to talk about a nonprofit organization that actually started out by a PGA professional that has grown into a big national entity with some major corporate people behind it, like Anheuser-Busch, but that would be the Folds of Honor. And kind of coinciding with that, it's a Michigan-based organization, yeah. And they also have a course that they are kind of taking over. That's a Jack Nicklaus redesign. And talk with Doug Bell, who is the general manager of American Dunes, as well as one of the scholarship recipients to Folds of Honor.
Yeah, it's a fantastic program Dan Rooney put together, about 10 years ago now?
Yeah, I don't know.
It might be more like 7 years. Just a tremendous program. I know there's a lot of golf courses throughout the country have a day or a week of events to raise money for Folds of Honor, and it is a tremendous charity. But I did want to talk about the real excitement in golf, which is the return of the PGA Tour this week. We're recording this show on Wednesday, so we're going to get the first round of action in tomorrow down at Colonial. And because of the shortened schedule, Don, the fields every week are going to be fantastic. I mean, I think I saw that 18 of the top 25 players in the world are going to be at Colonial. That never happens.
Yeah, I mean, and I think everybody's just excited to be able to watch some live action on television and finally have something to cheer about and root for their favorite player or against their non-favorite player. But to see where how their games are after a little bit of a layoff here as well. We all know what it's like when we get the rust off summer from coming out of the winter.
I don't know if they're going to have that same kind of problem. I got to imagine most of these guys were in Florida. I know a couple of televised events happened. Did we get a chance to talk about that Tiger Woods Phil Mickelson? That was a really good event.
Yeah, we did. We did not. No.
Yeah. But I really enjoyed that. I mean, the ratings were through the roof. 6.5 million viewers, and they raised $20 million for COVID relief. It looked like Tom Brady was about ready to fall apart. Then he knocked it in for birdie from the fairway. It would seem to me that, yeah, they might not be tournament ready, but I would imagine a lot of these guys have hit a lot of golf balls.
Oh, absolutely. And it's, something different when the spotlight is on and the pressure and you're having to make this putt to remain in contention or make the cut. So we'll see how it goes.
Do you think there'll be less pressure because there's no people in the stands?
It'll definitely play into the whole atmosphere of it, and that's going to be a real interesting thing to see, because if somebody gets on a roll, they're not going to have the crowd. The other players and the other groups aren't going to be able to hear the roar coming,
yeah.
and wonder, hey, what's happening two holes back there with that Tiger guy or whoever it happens to be.
Well, we're going to have the Rorys and the DJs and everybody playing. Phil is playing. Tiger is not. I don't know if that's because that doesn't suit his court. As a matter of fact, I don't know when he's scheduled to play right now. The first four events out of the block, you and I were talking before we got on air, all very tight ball striker, non-bomber golf courses. You've got Colonial, then Harbortown, TPC River Highlands, which isn't tree line, but it's real target point A to point B golf, and then Detroit Golf Club.
Yeah, and it's a shame that us here in Michigan won't be able to get out and see that great event that started last year and had a great fan turnout, that with the COVID situation, there won't be able to be any fans. So once Michigan finally got a tour event back, and now it's kind of taken away from us for a year anyways.
Plus the two LPGA tour events they decided not to have this year. Yeah, it's been a rough year for Michigan golf, other than the fact that you've been super busy at Forest Dunes.
Oh, absolutely. The temperatures and everything couldn't have turned at a nicer time for us. We are super busy, and I think a lot of it just people have been pent up forever and are looking to get out, get active, and really enjoy the out-of-doors, and we have that here in Northern Michigan.
Yeah, we'll talk more about Forest Dunes in our last segment, but coming up next is an interview with Hannah Davis, the recipient speaker of Folds of Honor, and a little later on in the show, we'll talk to Doug Ross from the brand new American Dunes. That's when we return here on Finding Fairways, presented by CarlsGolfland.com. It's time for us to check in with our good friends at CarlsGolfland.com. I've got Tim Coyle on the line. Tim, thank you so much to everybody at Carl's Golfland for all the great stuff you have on sale leading up to Father's Day. I wasn't sure my kids would get me what I wanted, so I ordered some golf balls and a long polo for myself.
That's awesome. That's great. Well, hopefully they can one-up you on that.
Well, they could either get me that or now they can buy me some whiskey.
There you go.
But I know, as we mentioned last week, Father's Day, one of the biggest events that CarlsGolfland.com always has. Anything that stands out to you that dads might really like this year?
Well, I think there's a lot going on right now just because of the time of year. Especially in apparel, we have a lot of great deals going on right now. We just started this week in Adidas. All men's apparel is 25% off. That goes for clearance, the inline, tops, bottoms, shorts, pants, you name it. You know, and we have a big, you know, we just started a flash sale as well. So outside of Adidas, we have some great promos going on as well.
You've continued all month long. You've got a huge clearance blowout on shoes.
I don't know if you'll find another selection of shoes anywhere, especially clearance, that really make your head spin a little bit. So if you have any questions trying to figure out what's best for you, give us a shout. Our team of experts will be there to help you out.
And there's free shipping is continuing through Father's Day, isn't that right?
That is correct. Free shipping, no minimums. And we also have free returns on top of that as well, in case you're not sure what size dad wears or he gained a few pounds or lost a few pounds. You know.
Well, most dads aren't losing a lot of weight, but it always makes it fantastic. What I think is a good idea is to buy everything that you think of, because you can ship it all back for free that they don't want.
And we try to make it as easy as possible for those that can't get to the store. If you have trouble deciding on what to get dad, we have gift cards as well, obviously, in any denomination, and we can even email it to you if you really want.
You guys do it all at carlsgolfland.com, so if you can't get to the shops in Plymouth or Bloomfield Hills, then there's always carlsgolfland.com. Tim, we'll talk to you next week. We've got one more week till Father's Day.
One more. Final push.
All right. Thanks, bud. Finding Fairways, presented by CarlsGolfland.com. Jerry Coyne in studio with Don Holinsky, the director of golf at Forest Dunes. And on the phone with us is Hannah Davis, who is a recipient speaker from Folds of Honor. Hannah, thanks for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Hannah, if you could, we've been talking about the Folds of Honor Foundation and how it helps family members of fallen or disabled soldiers. Can you tell us a little bit about your story?
Yeah, so my story began in Northern Michigan. Both my mom and my dad are from Reed City, Cadillac area.
We know that. We know that area.
And yeah. Pretty familiar with that area.
Yep.
So they're both from Northern Michigan themselves, and coming out of college, or not, coming out of high school, my dad enlisted in the military. He enlisted in the Army. And he spent an incredible few years as an enlisted soldier, achieving some of the highest things that a man can achieve in the Army. He was considered an Army triple tabber. He earned his Airborne, his Ranger, and his Special Forces tabs. And on top of that, he was a guard at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, which is an incredible, humbling, for anyone who has ever been to Washington, D.C. and Arlington National Cemetery and has seen the tomb, it's really incredible. A small-town Reed City guy was one of those soldiers walking and guarding the tomb. So anyway, my dad then moved back to Michigan and went to college at CMU. So while he was at CMU, he met my mom. They got married, and I was actually born in Mount Pleasant at Central Michigan. We lived in married housing for a while. And then we ended up moving back. We moved to North Carolina. He re-enlisted in the military as an officer once he graduated from CMU and went to flight school. So we were kind of jumping around from North Carolina to Alabama. We were stationed at Fort Bragg in North Carolina, and my dad had a helicopter accident and lost his life in 98. So I was just 3 at the time, and then my younger brother Blake was just 1. So that's kind of the backstory of how we got wrapped into folds and how we were given the opportunity to get the scholarship.
Well, thank you for your father's service. It's a tragic set of circumstances, Hannah. So the basis of Folds of Honor is to distribute scholarships to the children of fallen heroes. What was the process that you had to go through to apply and receive the Folds of Honor scholarship?
So my story is actually pretty unique in how I found out about Folds. I went to Michigan State, and my sophomore year at Michigan State, I was working at the Country Club of Lansing for John Lindert. And he was running the golf shop there, he was the pro there, and I was working the pro shop desk for John Lindert. And he was doing a marathon for Folds of Honor. And I had never heard of it, and so he said, hey, I'm going to do this golf marathon, can you please, when the members come in, ask if they want to make a donation, if they want to pledge, you know, $5 each hole or whatever. And so I did. And so for a week or two, I was taking donations for Folds of Honor, and I was just kind of, like, asking the members if they wanted to donate. And finally, the day of John's tournament, the day of his marathon, I said, what is Folds of Honor? Like, what are you doing all this for anyway? And he explained to me what Folds of Honor was. And I was like, oh, I think maybe I should get that scholarship. Because he didn't know my backstory. He thought that Doug was my dad. And so I explained to John my story, and from there, like, he gave Folds of Honor a call, and it just kind of, like, the snowball got rolling from the day that I found out what Folds of Honor was because of John Lindert.
That's pretty cool stuff.
Hannah, if you could talk about some of the other impacts that you've seen on a national level of spouses and children that have been affected. I mean, in an instance like yourself where, you know, you were only 3 years old and maybe didn't get a chance to know them very well, how their service and sacrifice has continued to help others like yourself.
What makes Folds even so much more special to me is that I get to meet families like my own. And just like me, you know, everybody has their own heartbreaking story. And Blake and I were 3-1. So like you said, we don't remember a lot. We don't have a lot of memories of my dad. But getting to meet kids who are also scholarship recipients who, you know, lost their dad at 13, 14, or getting to meet the wives, just like our moms, like other Gold Star wives and other Gold Star children, that to me has been probably one of the most impactful things about my involvement with Folds of Honor, is not even the money that I got to go to college, which, I mean, I'm 25 and I have no student loans, so I am so lucky and I am so grateful for Folds for that, but the emotional and the healing that comes from being associated with such an incredible group of people is really, like, the icing on the cake for me.
Hannah, so what, did you graduate from Michigan State then?
I did. I graduated from Michigan State in May of 2016.
Yeah, with a degree in what?
I got a degree in advertising, and I am now living in South Carolina and working as a sales rep for a clothing company down here. Traveling South Carolina and Georgia.
Would it be golf clothing?
It's Southern Tide, so we definitely have a lot of golf clothes. We've got some really nice performance polos.
And what about your activity? Do you play the game?
I do. I don't play well, and I don't play often, but I do play.
I got to imagine that you are still tied to Folds of Honor, that you show up at golf courses in the area that you live now when they're doing Patriot Day and thing like that.
Yeah, that's what's been really cool, and Folds has that really awesome tie to both sides of my family. Obviously, having lost my dad, it gave me the opportunity to get the scholarship, but my stepdad, Doug, and his involvement with Folds and everything he's done in the golf world, it really ties things together really well. And when golf courses are doing fundraisers and hosting Folds of Honor events, it's so cool for me to be able to go to those. And as a golf pro's daughter, feel so comfortable on a golf course. And as a scholarship recipient, be able to represent Folds.
Well, we cannot even imagine what yourself and others have gone through. The promising thing is coming from the golf industry. The industry has an alliance, has kind of taken on the Folds as a charitable industry organization. Everybody I know is looking forward to what American Dunes and how that is going to add to the legacy of Folds of Honor. How much do you know, when we spoke with Doug, we didn't get a chance to ask about, isn't American Dunes, aren't they going to have some sort of tributes there on site as part of this as well?
Yeah, so I know that Major Dan's vision is to make it an experience. So you're going to come and you're not just going to play a round of golf, but you're going to really feel and be able to honor, like, the soldiers who have lost their life for this country. So I do know that there's going to be a lot of memorials, and it's really going to be an experience and not just another round of golf.
We're really looking forward to seeing that open, and I'm sure you will be there soon afterwards, Hannah. Very briefly, if somebody's hearing this and they have the same set of circumstances, how does a child or a family apply for a Folds of Honor scholarship?
The easiest way to apply is to just go to foldsofhonor.org. There is everything you need on there. You can apply for scholarships online, learn how to apply for scholarships. You can hear the testimonials from families just like ours. That is definitely the key place, foldsofhonor.org.
Hannah Davis, recipient speaker from Folds of Honor, thanks so much for joining us here on Finding Fairways, and again, thanks to your father for his service to this country.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for giving me the avenue to talk about him.
We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Finding Fairways, brought to us by CarlsGolfland.com. Here on Finding Fairways, presented by CarlsGolfland.com, Jerry Coyne in studio with Don Helinski, Director of Golf at Forest Dunes. And on the phone with us is the General Manager of the brand new American Dunes, Doug Bell. Doug, good morning.
Hello, guys. How are you today?
We're great. Thanks. I know you know Don a little bit, so I think Don's going to lead the conversation talking about the brand new course or the renovated course that you have in Grand Haven and how this all came about.
I'd be happy to. Hi, Don. How are you?
I'm doing well this morning. First of all, Doug, if you could lead us in a little bit with some background information on the Folds of Honor Foundation and kind of what that represents. It was a charitable cause started by a PGA member, and it's Michigan-based here as well.
It is. Folds of Honor Foundation was founded by Major Dan Rooney. Dan and his father and mother, along with some local investors, purchased the Grand Haven Golf Club in 1998, so going back a while. And they made some nice changes to the club with a new clubhouse. And Dan at the time was flying F-16s in Iraq. And between his second and third tour of duty over there, he flew into Grand Rapids to come up to the golf course and see his parents for a couple days, and had an experience where he saw a soldier being unloaded who had been killed overseas, and decided to have a golf tournament, raise some money for that soldier's 4-year-old son. And so the golf tournament that July here in Grand Haven raised a little over $8,000, and it went into a scholarship fund for Jacob. Fast forward last year, they've plateaued. Over 20,000 scholarships have been issued to fallen soldiers and our disabled soldiers' wives and children. So it's an incredible organization started right here in Grand Haven with one idea, and it's blossomed into a national movement, really helping a lot of kids and a lot of spouses be able to educate themselves.
Doug, the scholarship fund of Folds of Honor has taken on a national interest, right? I mean, there was tournaments all over the country to raise money the last 6 or 7 years, correct?
It is correct. Dan, so Colonel Rooney now, Dan is a PGA member, and he's unique in that he's a U.S. fighter pilot and a PGA member. So a portion of Fold's efforts to raise money is an event that we promote within the PGA of America, Patriot Golf Day. So Patriot Golf Day, there are PGA members at golf courses all over the country that have a day. It might be the day that the Folds promotes on Labor Day weekend, but it might be a different day, a different type of event. And they run these Patriot Golf Days to raise funds that go back to Folds and help all these spouses and children.
Are you aware of the amount of money they've raised to date? I know you just gave the figure for the amount of scholarships, but what is the dollar amount?
The dollar amount has surpassed $100 million at this point in time.
It never ceases to amaze me how much money, Don, golf can raise. I mean, I know how much PGA Tour charities give out. $100 million for scholarships for fallen heroes.
Well, in the PGA, and we're not talking about the PGA Tour pros. We're talking about, you know, your teaching professionals or your professionals at your local clubs have really taken this on as their main fundraising effort and charitable cause and have done a great effort with it. But a lot of what has helped blossom this effort as well has been some of the corporate sponsorships that have really come into the fold. I know Anheuser-Busch is a big sponsor, and Doug, maybe you can elaborate on some of the other ones that you know of that are major sponsors of Folds of Honor.
If anybody watched television this last weekend, the Quick Trip Atlanta Quick Trips Folds 500 with NASCAR. Quick Trips, a big convenience store operation in the south part of the country, a very big corporate sponsor. Coca-Cola, you mentioned Budweiser, certainly the largest and one of the earliest to commit. So they do have many. There's all, you know, the PGA Tour is behind the effort, the USGA, the Superintendents Association. I mean, all the golf alliances are helpful, supportive to go with the corporate sponsors, and then the guys like us that just donate whatever we can on a regular basis.
So shifting gears just a little bit, Doug, we're on the phone with Doug Bell from American Dunes. How did this come together? I know Jack Nicklaus is involved and Colonel Dan Rooney. So talk about the genesis of American Dunes.
Well, like many golf courses in Michigan and around the country, Grand Haven Golf Club was struggling. I mean, it's kind of gone through its heyday in the 80s and 90s and had a good run, as Dan likes to say. But the last several years were not kind to the operation, and it looked like it was going to go under and become a different type of development. And Dan didn't want to see that happen. He felt like there was a story here to be told and around the country with the birthplace of the Folds of Honor. So in a conversation with Mr. Nicklaus, who has always been supportive and the honorary chairman of Patriot Golf Day for many years, this idea was, hey, let's build something unique and special and not only promote the Folds, but promote all of our military. And so Jack flew up in the middle of 18 to take a look at the property, and he came up with his wife, Barbara. At the time, Jack was about 3.5 years retired from doing any design work. But since the goal and the effort is all of our profits will be donated to Folds of Honor, Jack, who only does charity work now, said he would come out of retirement and do the golf course. So he committed to doing a signature design for Dan and the other partners and creating a really special place. And so that's kind of the backstory, and he's been here a lot. He's creating a real unique property for not only Michigan but the whole country.
So will the operation benefit Folds of Honor? How is that going to work, Doug?
So every dollar of profit, the partners, Dan and his partners, are donating to the Folds of Honor. So if we sell a shirt, the margin on the shirt goes into the pot with the margin on the cold Budweiser, with the margin on the greens fees, and when we make money at the end of the year, it all gets donated to Folds of Honor. That is our mission.
Tell us a little bit about the course and how it's shaping up, what golfers can expect when they come visit when you open.
Well, the big change, and folks that have played Grand Haven Golf Club in its history, and as early as the late 80s, it was still in the top 75 public golf courses you could play in the top 100 list. So it had quite a reputation, but over the years, it really grew in, and I've heard people say claustrophobic with the trees. I've heard people call it a bowling alley. You saw more trees than you did golf course on some of the holes. So they came in, they cleared a lot of the land, took off many, many, many acres of trees, and exposed all the dunes that are in this area of the state. And so now when people play it, the general routing of the golf course stayed the same. But we can take folks that have played here for 30 years and put them out in the middle, and they have no idea what hole they're on anymore because it's so drastic. You'll have the Lake Michigan sand dunes that you're going to be playing through and around on just about, every hole.
That's tremendous. I know some of those areas, there's some of that at the golf course that Nicklaus designed at Benton Harbor where they've had a couple of those senior PGA events. Does that have that same kind of feel, Doug?
I think you're going to see even more. Harbor Shores, great golf course, and when you sit down at the table and say, what do you want me to build, every golf course ends up being a different product for a different purpose. You're going to see a lot fewer trees, a more traditional routing, because the golf course is going to be very walkable, but you're going to see way more dunes than you see down there.
Doug, I know the course is not slated to open until September 1, but you have a very cool website and some really cool merch. So tell our listeners a little bit about what, where to go, and if you're taking advanced tee times yet, the lay down there.
Well, so the mission right now is 9 holes ready for play September 1st, sometime in that late August, early September. We had a desire to be a little earlier, but like everybody, the COVID situation and slowing down construction affected us. But if folks go to American Dunes, with an S, AmericanDunesGolfClub.com, they will see our story. And actually, if you looked today and you looked a week from now, you're probably going to see a new website that's just about to be released. It'll give the backstory that we've talked about here today. There's a link on there for some really cool patriotic gear. You can find that link or go to shop.AmericanDunesGolfClub. And it's the first time in history that Jack's bear is red, white, and blue and not golden. So he helped design the logo and is loving it, wearing it proudly. And we'd love for people to sport some of their own if they'd like to.
Yeah, Doug, it's a real special story. We can't wait for you to get open and Don and I trotting down there and swinging the clubs on the brand new American Dunes.
Well, I know, Don, you've gone through this recently with bringing your new golf course online, and we hope we can add to the great mix of golf courses in Michigan and be just like you guys in doing all we can to support the game and everybody who plays it.
Absolutely.
Doug Bell, general manager of the brand new American Dunes in Grand Haven, thanks for joining us on Finding Fairways.
Thanks, guys.
We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Finding Fairways, presented by CarlsGolfland.com.
Check out all the great Father's Day specials at CarlsGolfland.com in apparel, in clubs, shoes, and balls, and help make your dad a better golfer.
We're back here on Finding Fairways, brought to us by CarlsGolfland.com. Jerry Coyne in studio with the director of golf from Forest Dunes, Don Halinski. And Don, we mentioned it briefly in the first segment that the rounds of golf at Forest Dunes are setting records already.
Yeah, and I think you'll find that at most of the resorts in northern Michigan and across the whole
daily play
whole state.
Has been huge. Yeah,
yeah. And just people looking to get out from being pent up for so long and being able to get out, exercise, do something, see people. Now that the restaurants and all that are starting to open, people are able to get more of the full resort experience, go stay in play, stay in the hotel, maybe make a weekend out of
of it, and we've been blessed with some great weather so far this year as well.
So just talking about the resort portion of Forest Dunes and the lodging, you don't have a lot of it, and I would imagine the weekends are filling up pretty quickly.
Yes, weekends are, and a lot of that, you know, kind of is because of the loop, because of the fact that you need to stay and play it on the consecutive days and maybe even 3-4 days to continue to learn how to play that course and really enjoy it and get the full experience out of it. So is at least one night, if not multiple nights, and that has really changed the dynamic for us. And we have three different types of lodging. The standard hotel rooms right there 35 yards from the first tee in the lodge.
Well, they're not standard. Let's face facts. They are gorgeous. They're luxury. They're roomy.
And the and two suites there that have a private balcony overlooking. We also have full homes that are sleep between 4 and 8 that are located. Some of them are on the course on various holes on Forest Dunes. Others are on the small lake that we have there. And then we also have what we call
kind of like a bubble.
What we have is villas as well, which that's a cluster of buildings real close that are either in 2-bedroom or 4-bedroom configurations. Very popular, the 4-bedroom ones among our corporate groups. This gives them their own bedroom and bathroom and a living area. Could have up to 8 people in the same under the same roof, each with their own bedroom and bathroom.
Yeah, for cards and things like that. And then I know you don't have a specific date for the par 3 to open. Do we have a name yet?
We do not have a name yet, but we've got some more ideas kicking around. Now that we're actually up there and able to see all the green grass and get a feel. For those of you that don't know what we're talking about, it's a new 10-hole short course that will be just north of our clubhouse, basically directly in between Forest Dunes and the Loop. It is going to be a great night. Entertainment, maybe if you don't want to go play another 18 full 18 holes. This is a 10-hole, hour and a half, quick walk. The big thing with this, the idea with this course is more of a social have fun thing, not a measure yourself against par. That's why I'm calling it a short course, not a par 3 course. The whole object is to get out there with your group of friends. Couple beverages, a couple clubs is all you're going to need.
And no golf shoes.
You
play
in
flip-flops.
Flip-flops, barefoot, you name it. It's a short, grassy walk, a lot of fun. And everybody's going to be in a close proximity. It's laid out on just about 10, 15 acres. So you're going to see the groups right next to you and hear them hooting and hollering. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. And it starts and ends right at the outdoor pavilion there, right off the back of the clubhouse. It'll be a unique setting, and I was walking it yesterday with one of our co-hosts, Kevin Frisch. You know, we were sitting there talking about how cool would that be with a packed pavilion of somebody getting a hole in one on number 10 with the green right next to the pavilion and everybody seeing it and going nuts. So it's
well, that's why I liked Aces High, but I think you're more like at Bootlegger's Bluff.
Hey, that's a new one. That's a nice twist on some of the mob theme that we've been trying to think of.
Bootlegger's Bluff. Good on a shirt. So people could comfortably expect, if they started booking lodging and a golf trip in August, that the par 3 would be open then, right? Or the short course would be open then?
Correct. You know, we were hoping to have it open right around now was the original plan. You know, trust me, everybody is itching to get out there and take a shot at it. We've got the bunkers filled in now, and it's really starting to truly take visual shape for us as well.
What about the original Dunes and the Loop courses? I mean, if they're anything like the other courses I've played this year, they've got to be in spectacular shape.
The Loop has really is at the point where it is definitely in its prime ready. A lot of that has been the hard work of our staff, Rob Falconer and his staff and John Wessels over on the Forest Dunes staff. The fescue grass was something new to us, and it's a little different beast, and you got to learn how it's going to react and the growing seasons that we have here up north. The neat thing is it's a totally different playing surface, and it's a totally different feel.
There's no comparison at all to Forest Dunes and the Loop. I mean, really, absolutely, maybe the last couple of holes on the Dunes course, or a Forest Dunes course, might have a touch in common with with the loop.
Well, in the interesting thing is a lot of people will talk and say how the greens didn't hold. And, well, you know, this is the link style golf. You need to land it in front of the green, let it roll on. But through the course of time, it has started to soften up just a little bit. So they're holding a little bit more, but you still want to play that bump and run game. And that's the main fun thing about the loop is that you can play a shot. When you're done, you'll say, man, I could have played that shot about five different other ways, and that just never stops all around the green complexes. You're putting, you're trying all different kinds of things just to get it close and keep it there next to the hole.
Well, it's a really fun, fair golf course. It's, you know, it's difficult to go out of bounds. It's pretty difficult to lose your golf ball. There's not a lot of water hazards.
There's no water hazards at all.
And a lot of shots that when they leave your club face, you're like, that's not a good ball, end up in pretty decent places.
Yeah, and the loop is great for beginners as well. Like you said, not a lot of force carries, no water, very wide, generous fairways. You'll get a lot of roll, so even if you don't make good contact and you've kind of have a worm burner, it's going to run for a while. And then the new short course is kind of going to be a handshake to the game for a lot of people. We hope to see a lot of Northern Michigan local people and families getting it out to experience it. It's not just for those who are staying on the site. People will be able to get out. If you're parents and you're bringing your children are free, so it'll be a great experience for everybody.
That is forestdunesgolf.com, correct?
Correct.
All right, that is the website to make your tee times at one of America's greatest golf resorts right around the corner here from our studios in Grayling. I want to thank Don Helinski for joining us this week on Finding Fairways and our sponsors, BoyneGolf.com and CarlsGolfland.com. As we like to say, find a fairway of your own, stick a peg in the ground, and pound it down the middle. We'll be back here next Saturday and Sunday on this local network. It's time to check in with our good friend Ken Griffin from Boyne Golf. Ken, if you're like most of the places in Northern Michigan, Boyne has been extremely busy. How are things going?
We've been good. All 10 courses are in great shape, Jerry. People have some traveling concerns, but we're fortunate. We're in everybody's backyard here in Michigan with our 10 award-winning courses.
Yeah, they're easy to get to and spread out. That's one of the great things about the diversity of Boyne, Ken. You've got a lot of different, completely unique layouts.
Yeah, very much so, very much so. But, you know, all courses don't get the same amount of play. We've got a special this weekend, Jerry, for example, $50 this weekend in the afternoons and evenings on the Monument at Boyne Mountain or on the Moore at Boyne Highlands. So there's some great deals still to be had.
That's right after 12 o'clock?
Yeah.
That is a tremendous deal. The Monument, just a fabulous course, and the Moore, maybe my favorite of all of them.
Yeah, no, they're both great courses, and not just tee time specials, but we've also got some great packages to kick off. You know, the Play It Your Way is now going to run through July, but from $236, you get two nights and four rounds of golf out now, too, for those that are planning to get out of the house. But from June 28th to July 5th, from just $128, you get to stay overnight at Boyne Mountain and around, or $157 at Boyne Highlands. Gives you time to play around the golf and plenty of other time for 4th of July activities.
Those are just tremendous deals, and 4th of July, always a great time to be in Northern Michigan, especially if you're staying at Boyne. All of that information and so much more is right at the golf site, BoyneGolf.com. Ken, did we cover it all? I mean, there's a lot to cover.
No. I think we hit the big highlights, Jerry. So thanks again for the opportunity.
Thank you, Ken, and we'll see you at Boyne this weekend. This broadcast is a production of Blarney Stone Broadcasting.